I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Boko Haram kills an influential Christian leader as Nigeria's downward spiral continues. Open Doors USA spokesman Jerry Dykstra.
Reverend Faye Pama Musa was killed on Tuesday. He's secretary of the Christian Association of Nigeria in Borno State.
Dykstra says Musa's assassination is a bad sign coming from the Boko Haram.
In the past, they've targeted particularly Christian churches, but now they're targeting individual pastors.
Ask God to bring justice and comfort Musa's family. Next, a Baptist Haiti Mission self-help project called Mountain Made combines the strengths of passion, faith, and empowerment. Director Rob Baker explains.
If we can get Haitian church members that have crafts and products that they are able to make, we would like to sell them for them so that they would have the income for their families, but also be able to help support the local church as well.
It started small, but as these things happen, it's grown to include a bakery, cabinetry shop, and a small nursery. It's also a gospel vision.
That's not just a job for income, but it's really also a ministry that they have.
And if there's an iPhone application for dog whistles, there's probably an app for anything. Living Water International got creative and made an app 6 months ago for peer-to-peer fundraising. They just announced app users raised over $124,000 for clean water projects. Here's how it works. You can sign up on Living Water's website and create a Give Well page. Then, people sponsor you in projects like giving up birthday gifts or running a marathon. You can check out our sponsored links to learn more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, I'll send you one. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.